Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. We are very happy that the Scottish folk singer Alexi Murdoch is back with a new officially released album, Towards the Sun. Alexi released his debut EP, Four Songs, in 2002 to much acclaim, and the song Iron Sky became licensed in film and TV. It wasn't until 2006 that he actually put out his full-length debut, Time Without Consequences. I asked Alexi about the official releases, noting that a version of this new album had been available at his shows for a while.
I felt like I couldn't really show my face without, and since it was pretty much ready, I thought I'd press up a sort of limited edition, kind of hand-stamped some copies. So yeah, those, some people have those.
And these are the new ones. And my understanding is that a lot of these came out of a kind of a glorious night in Vancouver when you recorded a bunch of these.
Yeah, that's right. It was sort of very different from the last record, which was a sort of laborious sort of two-year process. This was kind of a revelation to me. It sort of, I went in not thinking necessarily that I was, not with any pressure or idea about what I was doing. I just really felt like I wanted to get these new songs down. And we spent a day calibrating the tape machine and then literally only had a few hours left one night. And it sort of all, it all just got put down in a night. And yeah.
I remember seeing you after your EP was out and you were working on that first album, and it clearly wasn't, you were taking your own sweet time with it. And yet you had so many people that were anxious to get a hold of music from you. And it seemed at the time that you just kept telling us what we wanted to hear about it, that it was imminent and it wasn't really the case. But how liberating to be able to do something so quickly.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the first record was really the first record in every possible sense for me because, you know, I opted to do it without a producer and there was no label, there were no sort of deadlines. You know, it was sort of a kind of free-for-all and it snowballed into this rather ambitious project from what started as just me wanting to get a handful of guys and a tape machine into sort of all kinds of rhythm sections coming through and sort of some truly great players came in and I'm glad it worked out that way. But obviously, when you're producing for the first time, and I'd never been to engineering school, so it's sort of like I went to school, learned all these things at the same time as making a record. So it took a long time, and obviously you run out of money, you have to wait, you have to go back in. And whereas this was just, I won't say it was a breeze, because it's never sort of, I don't think it ever feels like that, but yeah, I mean, I'm never going back, let's put it that way.
Well, we should hear some tunes. What do you want to start off with?
Sure. Sky. someone to love you more than I.
Now you hear a little bit why I have been putting this new album called Towards the Sun on repeat on my iPod. That is Through the Dark, one of a couple of kind of blues format tunes on here, right?
I don't know. Yeah, I suppose that's fair to say. I don't really think of it. You know, these songs were written kind of over a winter spent on my own in Scotland, where I live now, and they sort of came very naturally. There wasn't a lot of crafting or thinking about it, so they're all pretty sort of immediate, kind of quite inspired that way.
I wanted to ask about where you live, because you described here as the remote west coast of Scotland, and you spend your days writing and working on a wooden boat. Obviously, you're not sailing that boat in the wintertime there, but...
Right. Just working on it in the wintertime so I can sail it in the summer.
Is this a place that... how did you find this place?
Completely by chance, you know. I was in L.A. for a while where I worked on the last record, and I swore that when I was done with that, I'd sort of leave, and I felt like I did my time there. So, moved back to Scotland and started in Glasgow, and then... sort of didn't really make much sense to leave this huge city for just a smaller one, you know. It didn't seem like much benefit. So my girlfriend and I got in a car and we sort of drove all over Scotland and found this little place in the middle of nowhere on the west coast, and we just sort of settled.
Wow. There is a lot of space in this music, and a lot of these songs take time to develop, and that's one of the kind of unusual things about them in today's world. And I'm thinking that has a lot to do with that place, that space.
I sort of also grew up in that environment, not exactly where I live now, but it's a sort of more unhurried and I don't really feel like I participate in this industry, so to speak. You know, I know it is a huge industry, and I'm obviously happy to put my music out that way, but I've never really felt like I'm on some kind of schedule. I mean, I think now that I'm settled, I think I'll probably be quicker working now that I have my space and you know, there are new songs coming through, but it didn't feel like I needed to follow up the last record with something that wasn't ready. So yeah, I think that in that sense, you know, being away from it all, it kind of puts things in perspective, and you don't get that pressure where you feel like oh, it's been so long, I really need to put something out.
A lot of your songs take times in and of themselves to develop. They're kind of lengthy, and there's a wonderful build to all of them. And I'm wondering if that kind of space in the song has to do with the space you live in.
Yeah, I think that's probably quite true. I mean, you know, it's very quiet where I live for a start, so you don't really need to compete with a sort of raised noise floor like you would in a city, or sort of when there are lots of people around. And obviously the rhythms of things, you know, you start to hear a slower rhythm. I know that sounds a little kind of it might sound a little cheesy to say that, but it is actually true. You know, when you get closer to nature, or whatever you want to call it, you know, obviously geologic rhythms are a lot slower than human rhythms. And so maybe that has something to do with it. It certainly, it feels true to say that.
It's a song on here about your father that I really like. Can you do that one? I guess it's...
Yeah, sure.
I guess I should. It's Someday Soon.
I love my father and I love him well. I hope to see him someday soon. I love my father and I love him well. I hope to see him someday soon. 'Cause where I live it gets dark at night. Kinda dark eats up the light. And where I live it gets dark at night. Kinda dark eats up the light. And you know that mother I'd be lying if I didn't tell you I'm afraid of dying. As sure as I was found, sun comes up without a sound. So I'll up and face another day, and I hope the kindness comes your way. Yeah, I'll up and face another day, comes your way. This for you I pray. I pray for you today. Mm-hmm. therefore in two cannot be told. Yes, in the morning I'll be gone. Wherefore in two cannot be told. Am I filled with memories? Weigh me down like gold. I love my father and I love him well. I hope to see him someday soon. I love my father and I love him well. I hope to meet him someday soon.
Another one of the new songs from Alexi Murdoch, who's got his new album, his second one called Towards the Sun, and that is Someday Soon. You know, you talked about your move from L.A. to back to Scotland. I'm curious, because I got to know you when you had just moved to L.A. What brought you there to begin with?
A girl, actually. Yeah. Sort of. I know most people go seeking sort of, you know, have a very... sort of firm idea in mind of what they're going there to do, but I really didn't. I just followed a girl out there and then kind of had to excuse being there when that fell apart, and just literally kind of fell into music. I mean, obviously music was important to me, but I didn't know that's what I was going to do. So quite a fateful adventure, the whole thing.
And it really started with those four songs on that EP, and of course there was a while there I think they were going to have films or television shows with Orange Sky in the network for a while because that song was licensed so much.
Yeah.
But that seems to have a lot to do with just having you were there and people who picked those songs for films were there.
Yeah. It just, I credit that with really getting me started, in terms of just the awareness of the music, because I mean, you know, as you know, I never really felt comfortable sort of entering the industry or sort of doing anything with any labels and
you never really have.
No. So, I think that, you know, probably if I'd been doing this, 20 years ago, it would be a very different story. So, I don't pay much attention to the television, but it obviously, it's undeniable that it's a force now. And it's sort of, I'm always a bit ambivalent about the thought of sort of, you know, cause it's still, let's face it. I mean, it's a commercial box is what it is. But I feel like people today have become so desensitized to the commercial aspect of it that they're able to actually separate, when they hear music they like, they don't necessarily, you know, retain an association between the two. So in a way, it's almost like it is almost the best way, other than radio, of course, to get your music out there today.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And then there's something a little bit different in that you, one of your... latest ways we heard of your music was in the Sam Mendes film Away We Go, which was a little bit different because you actually worked, they didn't take all these pre-existing songs. You actually did some things for the film?
The way it worked out, it was going to maybe, that was the idea when we started working with Sam. You know, he sort of was really keen to, he loved Time Without Consequence, but he really wanted to hear some new songs. And you know, he asked me if I'd write stuff for the film. And I, that's always struck me as a strange thing to do, to actually write for a film, because the writing is such a personal sort of experience for me. And I have anything against the idea, but I just thought that it would probably be very difficult to do. And as it turned out, he came to a gig that I was doing in New York, and he heard these new songs that were obviously going to be on Towards the Sun. And he said, oh, we don't need to look any further. We'll just use those. So.
Alexi Murdoch is our guest, and Alexi, pick one more from this.
I think it's a song called Crin and Wood.
And where is Crin and Wood?
It's actually where I live.
Ah.
It was cold, you hid your hands inside your sleeves. As we walked, I heard the laughter in the leaves. See the shadows lying now where once we stood. And I would lie down with them if I only could. As we walked away, I saw a shadow on the ground. There were stones inside my pockets that we found. When I was younger, I heard voices singing, each note was the truth. All the wires and light, I have left them in my youth. And I have only just my memory for proof. Faces smiling flicker on a wall, and in the distance mountains waiting for the fall. And see these knots around my they would take me down my end for me to me. And I grow weary of this struggle and this fight. The morning so far off from out here in the night. I know. Empty all the places where we used to go. Before I knew you, I went climbing in the snow. Called your name out to the darkness down below.
Grin and Wood, the name of that one. That is actually How Towards the Sun, the new album from Alexi Murdoch, finishing up our session today. Alexi, great to see you and great to have this music.
Thank you so much. It's great to be on. This is my first radio since actually this music was done. So thank you for having me.
World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.